KO4PXB.
KO4PXB, this is KO4WLR, James and Pelzer on Echolink.
KO4PXB.
XB, KN4TFW, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, just sitting on the Highway 14 parking lot now, doing like 3 miles an hour. Just not sure what's got this backed up today, but OMG.
And I did my share on 85 this afternoon. And then right now I'm out in the field in Greer walking a dog.
And that when I get home, probably in about, the way it looks, about 25 minutes from now, get out there and finally enjoy the pretty weather that's coming around.
Good afternoon. For sure. And the name over here is Ken, Kilo Echo November.
Oh, wait, Lima Oscar Yankee Delta is my name.
Contact we've had, isn't it?
Yep, I do believe so.
On the radio more in the morning time, early, from 5:30 to 6. And that, but a little bit in the afternoons, I started taking his HT with me when I started walking the dog.
Oh, shortly after I left work about 4:30, and like I said, first contact that I made on the way home, so I'm guessing I called everybody during lunch or dinner time.
Yeah, I'm off work by 4, and it takes me to about 10:00 to get home, but sometimes my wife calls and I end up on a phone call.
All about that. I work for Spartanburg County, so that's why most of the time, while I'm on my way home, I get calls going, well, this isn't working or they need this done.
Spartanburg myself, up there off of Gossett Road off of 85.
Cool. I'm the server manager for the Spartanburg County local government. Yep, been doing that for like 19 years now.
And I have to sit in front of a computer probably 4 hours a day, maybe 5, and that, but it's good to get up and get around the plant and do some other stuff. I just can't do that computer stuff all day long.
That's why I'm not a programmer, because when I was in college for computers, they had not developed the network administrator degree yet, but they were working on it, and I was in the programming class, and I hated every minute of it. I hate programming, period. So the day that they opened up the one for server manager, I changed that day.
Tell me on that. I know programming one, I mean, you just got one little thing a little bit off, and then it takes you forever to figure out what it is.
KO4PXB, there's a funny story that's very true to that. When I picked up the engagement ring that my wife never saw, she was in college and she was working on a program called QBasic. And as anyone knows in computer language, a space is a character. I picked up the ring and went into the office where she was working at, and I heard her just cussing up a storm. So I asked her to close her eyes. And she goes, what do you want? I don't have time for this. You know, I just, in a nice way, I said, just for her to shut up and close her eyes. And she did. And then I asked her, and I told her, oh, by the way, if you'll take that double space out of that line there, it'll work. And she did. She goes, in turn, she goes that she hated me because she had been working on it 3 hours. And I come in and looked at it just a couple of minutes and got the program up and running.
TFW. Yeah, sometimes it just takes an extra set of eyes or you need to walk away for a little bit and then come back to it, and then it's like, oh, why didn't I see that before?
Very true, because that's what I'm working on right now, and so I was working on it all day on the roaming profile for the computers that one of the departments that they're having for, they want to have some computers that only the public signs on, so they got to be locked down, and one little part of it's not working where I get the icons on the desktop.
Company, they got us locked down pretty good. All the USB ports are blocked, and got to change your password every 6 months, and got to be a 16-digit password minimum, and it's, man, sometimes it just gets to be a hassle.
With the county and the regulations, the way they go, they have to change them every 60 days, and they have to be 12 or more characters with uppercase letters and symbols, and they can't have repeating characters, and it can't be more than the last 24 passwords that they used. So that makes them really mad at us.
They want to have to write it down, because it's like, you know, every company or every website wants some kind of different parameters for a password, and it's like you'll never remember them, so you got to start writing them down, and that's the worst thing you can do.
Definitely true, because we do a security check every once in a while, and we'll lift up people's keyboards and see that they make sure they don't have passwords written down, and make sure they don't have them in like the little pull-out trays and stuff like that.
Same way here. You got to make sure you don't do it. If you leave your desk, you got to make it lock up. And man, that thing, you don't do anything to it for 2 or 3 minutes, it goes ahead and shuts down for you.
And not a bad thing to have that to do, because the county has cleaning crews, so that's one of the things that make sure that people lock their computers, because when they go away, that they don't want people just to get on there, because unfortunately, if they do something stupid, first person they're going to come to is the person that's logged in.
Trouble either way, you know what I mean, because you didn't lock it out.
Like I said, when I was on active duty, one of the guys just had kind of helped out, being one of the IT people. One of the guys that was getting ready to go back to the States owed us, like three or four of us, some money. And so we password protected a screensaver of two guys doing things inappropriate that I won't mention on the radio. And when he moved the mouse, it had the message on the screen, if you want this to be removed, that we want our money. And the best thing about it, it was the chaplain's assistant, so we got our money pretty quick.
That's too funny. Held his computer almost hostage.
Beats all of us being out, you know, in all total, like $970, so we got our money before he left.
That, just a friendly reminder, right?
Definitely true.
Spare parts at a chemical plant, so I handle all the spare parts and the ordering of the parts and that, and man, it's starting to be a nightmare to get stuff.
Yes, because we've got some servers on back order because they can't get the parts for them, they can't get processors, and they can't get some of the fan parts and stuff like that, and we're pretty much making sure now that the servers that we get, that they don't have the fan with a certain serial number in it, because they only last like a week, and they'll burn up, or they'll just start chattering and making so much noise that we're told them, said if it's got this serial number of fan in it, don't send it to us, just we'll wait.
I've had radios, 3 radios HTs on order since August, and now they're telling me they're supposed to ship mid-May, so we'll find out. And then everything else you order, the price goes up every day, or you get a quote and it's only good for one day, and that is just getting stupid ridiculous.
Thing that we make sure with our vendors, that if they send us a quote, that quote has to be valid for 30 days. They can't go and do that.
We use our stainless, and so, you know, there's nickel in it, and everything's so volatile right now that the price changes every darn day. You order something today, or try to, and then tomorrow it's $200 more.
Well, I'm going to have to step out for a few minutes. I got to pick up a baby from a daycare, and so I'll talk with you later. KO4 PXB.
All right, good to meet you and talk to you. And I'm back at the house now, so I'm going inside and turn off the HT and enjoy some time with the wife. So you have a good, safe trip back. Enjoy your family, and I'll catch you another time. KN4TFW.